Some of the biggest names in aviation law say you should consider an aircraft use policy. Why? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan.
NBAA's Flight Plan is brought to you by JetQuest. Citation-focused, client-driven. That's jet-quest.com. JetQuest.
I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. The current edition of Business Aviation Insider features a great article on how to set up an aircraft use policy, something that can help set expectations about who gets to use the aircraft and when. So let's take the next step and talk about situations where an aircraft use policy is indispensable. Consider, for instance, a situation where more than one request comes in for the use of the aircraft during the very same period of time.
Boy, you know, that's marriage counselor time.
Cliff Main is the chairman of the Aviation Law Group and co-chair of the UAV Practice Group at the nationwide law firm of Barnes & Thornburg.
I always tell clients that your biggest asset's not on the balance sheet, it's the morale of your employees and how do they feel when they pull into the parking lot in the morning to go to work. And you want to keep that as high as you can. That's a real important thing in how you deal with conflicts and try to let everyone know they're still important and a valuable part of the team.
Ryan DeMore, a senior financial analyst for aviation at Amway, says there's a major benefit of having a clearly spelled out aviation use policy.
If you don't have it written down, you run into the risk of playing favorites or, you know, making one division feel like they're not getting the respect they deserve. I think by having it written down and in stone, you can get rid of a lot of those particular issues.
An aircraft use policy can also help determine, without conflict, the company's policy about personal use. Again, Cliff Main at Barnes & Thornburg.
So, for example, you could have a policy, any personal use will be approved by the Senior Vice President of Human Resources.
At the Overland Park, Kansas firm of Barbera and Watkins, Joanne Barbera says an aircraft policy covering personal use could also apply to the chief executive level, as well as board members.
For public companies, the SEC reporting side needs to be incorporated as well. You don't want it to be a surprise to the named executive officers.
There are a number of other issues where a written policy on aircraft use could become a go-to reference guide. Joanne Barbera points to the question of who flies together.
A lot of times, aircraft usage policies do have travel restrictions. So no more than two of the CEO, CFO, and general counsel may fly on board the aircraft at the same time. To me, these are company security issues.
In all, every attorney I talked with agrees that having a clear, simple, understood by all aircraft use policy is sort of like having a safety management system or an emergency response plan. It's there in case you need it, and you never know when you might need it. For more information, let me point you back to the November to December issue of Business Aviation Insider. The article is called Developing an Aircraft Use Policy. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
NBAA has six regional representatives throughout the country working hard on behalf of our membership and the business aviation community. They get involved with key local and regional issues that affect your business and flight operation, including access to airports and airspace, airport policies, environmental protocols, safety and security protocols, and taxes. Reach out to your regional representative today. You'll find more information on the website at nbaa.org/regional.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. NBAA has released its list of professional development program courses for the coming year, and the number of organizations participating in the coursework climbs to about 30 in 2016. You'll find Ohio State University and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University among those offering instruction, and you'll also find more of this coursework online. PDP courses are available to NBAA members and non-members alike. You can find the 2016 PDP course directory at nbaa.org. Just search on the term PDP. And don't forget to mark your calendar next month for the 2016 NBAA Schedulers and Dispatchers Conference. It's in Tampa. It takes place from the 19th through the 22nd of January. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.